you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
To the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today this episode is going to be all about summer skincare. And I am excited to discuss this because it's been pretty warm here in Sacramento, and so I am excited for the summer. I believe in getting kickstarts for everything that we want, you know, preparing. I think it's better to start early, so by the time summer really does roll around in about 2 months, we are already set and ready to go. So there are, of course, a lot of things that change, even like with our hair and with our skin once the seasons change from wintertime to summertime. And then of course, as we're transitioning from the winter time into summertime, our skin changes yet again. So it's always good to stay up to date and start early, of course, especially now, like depending on where you live. Like yesterday here in Sacramento, it was like 78. So, you know, it's getting really, really warm. Depending on where you live, you might already be wearing shorts and flops. So anyways, so I have a couple of tips to get started, especially because I think that having clear skin is one, really nice to have, and two, it can be difficult to get and maintain. And for some of us, we may actually have to have a prescription regimen when it comes to our skin. I know that there are even prescription medications that can help with things such as acne. I know that that's a really big problem for a lot of us, and it can be not only bothersome, but it can, you know, make you feel some type of way when you're trying really hard. And so, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can do to help your skin. And my problem too is that I get a lot of like little pimples on my chin. I don't know what that's about. It's always like in the same area too. Some of it is, and a lot of it, especially for us girls, has to do with hormones. But then, you know, there's some other things that we can do to help prevent certain blemishes and just to help enhance our skin in general. So we're going to jump into this. I'm excited for it. This is one of my favorite topics to discuss just because I love talking about my skin. I don't know. I just love trying. I'm the person who will really try a lot of different things. I'll try a new skin regimen. And also, I think the number one tip that I can give you, definitely top three tip, is consistency. So you can't get a whole new skincare regimen or a new face wash and moisturizer and think that you are going to see a major difference overnight. It's not going to be that way. You might feel a little like your skin feels cleaner or might feel more tight or anything like that the next day. Yeah, sure. But you're not going to see all of your, like, you're not going to see your blemishes cleared up. You're not going to see your dry skin. It might feel a little bit more moisturized and things like that. But consistency is key in not only preventing, but maintaining and also soothing problem areas that you may have already. So anyway, so first thing that we're going to jump into is soothing dry skin. So dry skin is definitely something that affects a lot of us. It truly does. And I have like these areas on my shoulders that are always really dry and kind of itchy too. And it happens especially during the summertime. I've noticed that they become more like just irritated and I'm itching my shoulders more often, especially in these two areas, especially during the wintertime when it's very, very cold, and during the summer, because those are my times when my skin is really dry, especially like the skin of my body. So I know that definitely drinking a lot of water does help, because you're literally moisturizing your skin from the inside out. And we talk about this all the time, all the benefits of water, but it's really, really important, especially during the summertime. You get dehydrated easier. You know, we forget to drink a lot of water unless we're really, really parched. And by that time, it's kind of like extreme. We need to drink a lot of water by then. So, but definitely drinking a lot of water does help maintain your skin. It helps clear your skin. It helps moisturize your skin from the inside out. So definitely a big thing to focus on. And then also in that same vein of water is turning down the temperature. Now, if you're anything like me, I love hot showers. I love that the mirror in the bathroom is always all steamy after a shower, because I just love hot showers. I even take hot showers in the summertime. I don't know. I just feel like hot showers are the best. But, you know, there has been research done that shows that hot water, especially really extremely hot water for long periods of time, does affect dry skin. It can dry your skin out even more. And so you definitely want to cut it to at least 10 minutes of hot water when you are showering. It does strip your skin of its natural barriers like oils and things like that. And it can actually worsen your dry skin, especially if that's something that you deal with during the summertime. It definitely, so turning down the water a little bit is better, you know. I guess it's a little bit easier during the summertime because it is hotter. But I do notice that especially during the summertime, I take showers even more frequently. I can take them like 2, 3, 4 times a day. I'll take it in the morning because I feel like I'm hot from sleeping all night. And then when I get home from work, I have to take another shower because I feel just hot and sticky. And then if I decide to go out that night and go hang out or whatever, I feel like I need to take a shower before then. So it just, you know, I take showers a lot more during the summer, and so definitely cutting back on the hot water definitely does help with maintaining dry skin and helping to stop your skin from being so dry and soothing it a little bit more. Another thing that I love, and this kind of has to do with a shower, is I just started trying Neutrogena's, is it Jergens? I think it's Jergens. I'm sorry. I think it's Jergens in shower moisturizer. Now, I was a little bit skeptical about the in shower moisturizer that they have, just because the instructions say like after you get done showering, you moisturize your body with this in shower lotion before you get out. And so like after you're done showering and everything, you know just put it on like regular lotion, and then when you get out the shower, you pat yourself dry. So I was thinking to myself, how really moisturizing is this product when I feel like I'm literally wiping it off as soon as I put it on, because you have to dry off, you know what I mean? And I love it. I tried it. It was on sale at Walmart. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll just try it because it's on sale. And I grabbed one and I love it. I really, really do. It is really nice and moisturizing on my skin. So that's something, especially if you suffer with dry skin, continuing to moisturize your skin definitely does help. And I love the in shower moisturizer. And I know that there's a couple of different brands that have it. And I think there's even like a spray lotion that you can try. I don't think it's an in shower one, but it's just like one that you can spray on. But that definitely does help. Being consistent with moisturizing your skin is really, really good, especially for your body during the dry time. And I think that I just started using the in shower moisturizer during the cold season, during winter time. So I'm gonna see how I like it as we transition into more warmer days, these next few weeks, because I know that some of us don't, and me included, I don't like always putting on lotion during the summer because I feel like I just get so sticky and I'm hot and it clogs my pores. So I'm wondering how this is going to be, because I don't feel greasy after using the in-shower moisturizer. And so I'm wondering how that's going to be. I feel really good about this, so I'm going to try that as we transition into the warmer months. But with that, I'm going to cut it to a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you guys some more tips, even for our face as well, to help prep us and get ready as we look forward to the summer. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So this episode, we are discussing the summer beauty hacks. So I wanted to get into some more different, some other tips for you, especially when it comes to our skin and preparing for the summer months. It's just a different time. I don't know. I feel a lot prettier during the summer. I think it's because of all the warm weather. I don't know. That's just me. But anyway, so my next tip that I had to share was, so this is probably my biggest go-to. I do this every single day. Now, I don't wear makeup every single day. I mean, I might wear makeup like maybe once a week, just because honestly, quite frankly, I'm really lazy. I do love makeup. I love going to Sephora and Ulta. I love going shopping for makeup. I like looking at girls that wear a lot of makeup and asking them what they use and trying it on myself. But quite frankly, I'm just really lazy. I don't wake up early enough to put on makeup. But one thing that I always do before I step out the house, and this is what I've always been really adamant about, it's something that was instilled to me from my mom, and I'm gonna make sure to instill it into my kids as well, is sunscreen. Now, I have darker skin. Like, I'm pretty tan. I'm black and Korean, so I'm tan. I guess you could say I'm brown. And I use sunscreen every day on my face, neck, and décolleté. Every single morning I put it on. I keep it in my work bag so I can reapply. I always have, especially during the summertime, I have a spray sunscreen that I keep in my car so that I can spray it on my arms and legs while I'm driving, because, you know, we all have that one arm that is a little bit darker than the other, especially during the summertime because of how we drive and things like that. People tend to forget that you spend a lot of time in the car driving during the summertime, and you still need protection inside the car. So I keep it in the car. So even if I am out and about and going outside, I have it quickly there, easy access to reapply, because yes, even though you put it on in the morning, you do have to reapply during the day. You do. And there's a lot of different makeup items that have SPF in them. So definitely if you're someone who does wear a lot of makeup, there are some makeups that have like foundations, powders, and things like that that you can reapply throughout the day that do contain SPF, because even if you're wearing makeup, I still feel like you should reapply your sunscreen, throughout the day. Don't forget like your ears and the back of your neck and things like that too. I do, like, I even spray my feet. Like, if I'm wearing sandals, I'll spray my feet down, because I will confess there was a time when I wasn't as adamant about sunscreen over my entire body, and Sure enough, I did get sunburned very lightly on the tops of my feet because I was wearing sandals. And so ever since then, I'm very particular. I spray my toes, all of that, because you don't want. And one, getting sunburned just sucks. Like, it hurts. And depending on how severe the sunburn is, it can, you can sometimes need medical attention. It's very, very uncomfortable. It doesn't look that nice, you know, if you're peeling all over your chest, your arms and face, you know. And then, of course, as we all know, that does lead to skin damage, which can also lead to skin cancer and other things like that. So there's definitely a lot of benefits in using sunscreen. It helps to slow down the aging process as well. So definitely keeping your skin, your face, and your whole body really moisturized, but also making sure to put on some sunscreen. And again, there are other sunscreens, different products that you can use for a variety. There's a variety of sunscreens out there. There's so many out there, and they come in different packagings and things. I just personally like the spray sunscreen for my body because it's, quite frankly, very, very convenient. It's easy. You just spray it on. You're good to go. They even have unscented ones or ones that are scented, so it doesn't really smell like you are wearing sunscreen, because you know how sunscreen has that sunscreen smell. And then also you can use sunscreen on your lips. There are certain sunscreens out there. Chapstick and different brands have sunscreen in their formulas, so your lips are also protected, because your lips can get cracked and things like that from extreme sun exposure. And I know a lot of us like to go to like music festivals, the state fairs, sporting events, all these things, just being outside in general. So, but that's something that I do throughout the year, every single morning, especially when it comes to my face, neck, and décolleté, is putting on sunscreen and also reapplying sunscreen throughout every single day is something to definitely consider, especially those of us that are very particular in fighting off against skin cancer and aging, and our skin aging. So definitely look for a sunscreen that works best for you. Try it. You can get one recommended to you from an esthetician, a dermatologist, or, you know, you can just try different ones. There's ones I particularly like, face ones for my face, just because body ones tend to clog your pores, especially on your face. So there are, I've tend to break out when it comes to that. So there are certain sunscreens that you can find that are formulated and are more clear, so that you can wear them under foundations and things like that as well. So anyway, so another tip is exfoliating. So exfoliating your skin for clearer and smoother skin. So it does. So exfoliating, basically, it removes dead and dull skin cells and other debris that may congest your pores, cause congestion, and oils and things that can lead to blemishes, breakouts. And if you're someone who shaves a lot, waxes, or anything like that, you may already know, especially exfoliating your body helps with ingrown hairs as well. So basically, in the morning, you could do it. I have an exfoliating washcloth. So it's one of those, I guess the best way to kind of describe it, it's like a scratchy washcloth that exfoliates my skin every day, as far as like when I wash my body. And then, but you can use different, there are some actual products that are used to exfoliate your skin. I have the Clarisonic brush. Face brush that I use also to help exfoliate my skin. But since my skin is a tad bit more sensitive, I don't do it every day. I do about every other night when, as far as my face is concerned with exfoliating, because I don't like to do it too harsh. I just don't want to remove too much. If you're exfoliating your skin and then you realize that your skin is very, very sensitive, it may be red, it could feel sensitive to touch, or it feels kind of raw, then you are exfoliating. That's an indicator that you might be exfoliating too roughly and or too often. So you have to be very, very careful, especially with the delicate skin on your face. You want to be careful and aware of that at all times. And if you are using like a body scrub or a chemical exfoliant, I know that there are some lines, skincare lines that have exfoliating creams, serums, and things like that. Be very, very gentle and do what's best for your skin. So if you are using a body scrub or a body polish and you've used it every single night and by day three or four you feel like your skin hurts, it's just kind of sensitive, it feels raw, it feels like you scraped too much, then you have. Listen to your skin. Even though the bottle might say safe to use every day, if your skin is reacting and being too sensitive, one, you might think about just stopping using that product completely, or two, lessening how often you use it. Maybe do every other day, maybe do every 3 days, maybe once or twice a week, and just being considerate of that. Because, you know, exfoliating does help remove all the dull skin, the dead skin and things like that. And it also helps, you know, clear out your pores. So some of those serums that we like to use, the moisturizers, the toners, the sunscreens, can penetrate our skin better. But of course, always, always be gentle with your skin and listen to your skin. I mean, if you're using something and it hurts your skin and you feel that it's too rough, then, you know, relax. Just, you know, take a break from it. Use it every other day. But anyway, so with that, I'm going to cut it to the last break of the episode. And then when I come back, I am going to let you guys know a few other tips, but definitely sunscreen is probably my top top product as far as what I recommend and what I think is best for you is literally just sunscreen. And then my top tip is being consistent. So I guess that's two number one tips. So anyway, so I'm going to cut it to a quick break. And then when I come back, I'm going to give you guys a few more pointers to have your skin pop in for summer. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. We're getting ready to wrap up this episode, but there's a few more tips that I have for you guys for our summer skin, to get us prepared for summer. Like I said earlier in the show, I feel like just prettier during the summer. I don't know. I'm still working on my summer bod, just like the rest of us, and still trying to get as tan as possible. But still, I don't know. Just in general, I feel like my hair is prettier. I feel like my skin's prettier. I don't know. My teeth are whiter. I don't know. Just the summertime brings out the best in us, I feel like. But with that, you still have to take care of our skin. And so another tip is, soothing overexposed skin. Because again, during the summertime, we're going swimming more often. We're wearing tank tops, shorts, crop tops, sandals, all of that. So our skin is getting mega exposed to a lot of elements. The sun, just everything, wind, depending on where you live, salt water, if you're diving in the ocean, chlorine, if you're diving into a pool. So definitely taking a look at chlorine shampoos formulated for your hair when you go swimming. That can definitely help, especially if you have color treated hair. Definitely a lifesaver when trying to preserve your hair and as well as your hair color. So anyway, so soothing overexposed skin. So again, you know, there's a lot of cooling gels. Aloe vera is a great skin soother. It can help reduce peeling and redness as well as inflammation. Always, always just, you know, using balms and oils and moisturizers to continue to moisturize our skin is very, very key, because you don't want your skin to get to feel overexposed and to start cracking, peeling, stinging, even, you know, burning and things like that. And you want to just be careful of all of those. It can lead to, because, you know, with overexposure to the sun, we put ourselves at risk for sun damage, which can cause wrinkles, could cause brown spots and things like that as well. So you got to be very, very gentle with our skin and just preparing for it, you know, and keeping our skin just moisturized, hydrated. SPF, again, is another thing that definitely is, I mean, that's probably my biggest go-to is the SPF when trying to keep ourselves just in the best shape, you know? I don't know. But anyways, so moving on to some other summer skin care tips. So anyway, so we talked about moisturizing. We talked about drinking a lot of water, of course, starting from the inside out. And then also, you know, a great thing to think about is when in doubt, reapply. You know, you have to, when you jump out of the pool, you should definitely reapply sunscreen and things like that, moisturizing and all of that, because it can definitely affect your skin. And, you know, even if it does say that it's waterproof, like a waterproof sunscreen, it does wear off. If you read the rest of the instructions on the back, it will tell you that you have to reapply. I think it's like every 80 minutes or whatever it may be. So anyway, so moving on to some more beauty hacks when it comes to it. Okay, so anyways, so when it comes to oily skin, this can be kind of problematic during the summer, just because I have oily, pretty oily skin, and I always feel like my skin is just oily. I feel hot, I feel sweaty, I feel like it's oily, I feel like it's always a sheen. So of course those little blotting papers are lifesavers during the summertime, but there's also other ways that you can help kind of tone and tighten your oily skin during the summertime as well. So egg whites are a great at-home thing. You guys know I'm all about using stuff that's already in the house. So egg whites can help tone and tighten your skin. It also can help lighten spots and blemishes. So basically just whip up one egg white until it's stiff and apply it to your face, your skin, and then wait until it dries and then just rinse it off. Do this about twice a week and you'll notice a difference. You know, you can also add juice, like lemon juice, excuse me, not just any kind of juice, but lemon juice to it as well, and let that sit for about 10 to 15 minutes. And that can also help remove excess oil and dirt from your skin. Another one that you can use, that you can probably find inside your kitchen as well, is yogurt. So using yogurt on your face once a day to remove oil and exfoliate the skin. It can, you know, you can also mix in oatmeal if you really want to enhance those effects in as far as absorbing some of that oil. But, you know, definitely be careful, because again, we also know that if you strip too much oil from your skin will actually produce more oil. It will like over produce basically. So you got to find a delicate balance. Again, you got to do what's best for you. If you do you know, try to strip your skin of too much oil, like I said, it will overproduce oils, and then that clogs pores. It can tend to be more oily, you get more blemishes and things like that. So anyway, so helping, moving on to more skin tips as far as when the summer comes, is always wearing a hat, wearing sunglasses, other protective clothing, you know, wearing, not always wearing tank tops, but wearing light and loose clothing like long sleeves and linen and things like that, just to add that extra barrier from the sun. Yes, just our clothing, especially oversized glasses. I mean, huge glasses, like those huge aviators and circle glasses, are pretty in right now, but those are really good and just helping prevent eye damage, as well as just shading your face, your eyes, and your skin from more sun damage as well. So, you know, and having that UV protection and things like that. And then also continuing on, especially for our babies, even babies, they need it, especially with their tender skin.
a lot of times we focus on our own skin, but our little babies, they need it too. And so definitely being careful with young babies, teenagers. I don't know what it is, but well, I mean, I wasn't like this when I was a teenager because I've always, like I said, been very, very particular when it comes to my skincare regimen with sunscreen. But for some reason, teenagers just don't like doing anything with their faces. Some are very, especially athletes, but you know, they need it. They need it from head to toe. So definitely sunscreen, lots of water, lots and lots of water, exfoliating your skin, moisturizing your skin. I'm telling you, the in-shower moisturizer, it's so easy. And then when you get out and you're all dry, you're already moisturized. You just got to put your clothes on and everything like that. I'm telling you, I am the queen of convenience. And then also wearing protective clothing and items to help shade your skin from the sun. If you're going to be out all day, having a cute hat, you know, wearing a baseball cap with a cute pony, it's really cute. Big hoop earrings, it's a go-to look. It's really cute, kind of sporty, but you're also protecting yourself. Also, wide brim hats are so cute at the beach. So hopefully some of these tips will help you guys as we prepare for summer and as we transition into the warmer season. So you guys have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline. I will talk to you guys next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.